A True Report, a depiction of events in history, hosted by Peter Shorenstein. Welcome to podcast number 103. Today, another amazing tale of historical events, all true, and for the most part, unknown. Today, we're going to look at happiness, now and centuries ago. If you lived 100 years ago, you had pain. No one back then could imagine a future without it. Yet today, we live in a world where for the most of us, pain is avoidable. Today, many problems are avoidable and able to be controlled. This is a major revolution. For even 100 years ago, no one, no matter how well off and wealthy, thought that their future would be so manageable. Yes, it's true that today millions live with hunger and disease and war. But it's also true that billions, billions with a B, live without any worries about where their next meal will be coming from. So more people than ever in the past take it for granted that they will not know any real need. More even now believe that the future will be even more pleasant. A few 100 years ago, this would not be true. Today in North America, Europe, Japan, China, and elsewhere, even the most poor among us would be called rich by our ancestors. 200 years ago, a typical American or European would not have traveled more than a few miles in their lifetime. There would be no clean water, and you had a good chance of being killed by accident or disease. Meals, they're skimpy and lacking in nourishment. In those days, you could expect a pain-filled old age of 40 to 50, if you survived to it. Today, the huge wealth-producing power of industry and modern farming has flooded the world with food and goods to be enjoyed by all. Yesterday, we have large differences between the rich and the poor. But in the past, we were all poor, and today's poor have the hope and expectation that things will improve. Many of them now believe that change is attainable. Many politicians have told them so. This has never happened before. Many today would protest the rearranging of the world to bring about these lifestyle changes. Yes, we have to deal with tribalism and cultural clashes, all of which show no sign of going away. And despite this, we still believe that these problems can be solved. You might even say that we take it for granted that the poor people everywhere should and will ask themselves why things remain as they are when they might be made so much better. It's a powerful idea and has never happened before in the past. Next week, another amazing story from the past. To be sure to get this and all future podcasts, please subscribe to A True Report. All you need to do is go to the iTunes store and search for A True Report. When it's displayed, just hit subscribe. There's no cost involved, but you'll hear some interesting stories. I'm Peter Shorenstein, and if you like, we'll do this again next week. Until then, never stop asking questions.